This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Bah, humbug. Right. Lincoln never said that. It is hard to imagine that he ever would have said bah, humbug, even if he had known much about Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, published in 1843. Lincoln is the least bah, humbug person you can imagine. But what if the almost religious lesson of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol featured Lincoln being taken to America on a Christmas tour with the ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas yet to come? It is, after all, the English-speaking world's best Christmas sermon. Say, then, Lincoln comes up to the door of the White House one Christmas Eve, walking back from the War Office, and the gold knocker on the door looks more like Thomas Jefferson than Jacob Marley. What if Jefferson, in chains like Marley's ghost, were then to haunt Lincoln and warn Lincoln, warn him of the cost of those chains? With slavery, what miserliness could come to America if all were not released? There is a pattern of redemption, salvation, found in A Christmas Carol, familiar to Dickens from English Methodist revivals, and to Lincoln from frontier camp meetings. Both he and Dickens would know the story of poor sinners seeing their sin and having a heart conversion. Now, Scrooge is not so much greedy as he is miserly. He is addicted to counting up. He is a hoarder. But miserly greed takes over the habits of his heart and makes him a heartless man, who allows his assistant Bob Cratchit only a candle, along with one piece of coal, to keep him warm during the long work hours. When Scrooge sees, then, the greed of the poor and the destitute willing to rob him, when he sees that he is taken for dead, remembered as cruel, then, in fear, change sweeps into Scrooge's heart. He also is taken by the ghost of Christmas present to see the sufferings of the whole wide world on Christmas Eve. This begins to move Scrooge, to awaken his spirit. Now, in the theater of our minds, let us visit here another fantasy, a revisioning of A Christmas Carol with Abraham Lincoln. Mr. Lincoln does approach the White House door, but it opens slowly without his touching the latch. There, as he enters, is old Thomas Jefferson, with an urgent look on his face. He's draped in chains. President Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, you know I had a wolf by its ears, slavery. Now I have these chains myself. But what of the country, Lincoln? What of the country? Slavery was something that the next generation would have to solve. I could not embed it in my way of life. But you know, as I did, slavery was a terrible contradiction of the very Declaration of Independence that I had written. All men are created equal, I proclaimed. It was self-evident. It was sacred. But we knew we were building our house on sand, not rock. What has become of that wolf, Lincoln? What has become of the slaves, those blacks? You must do something. If not, you too will be haunted by these chains as I am. A ghost will come to you, Abraham, three times. Beware. And so came the ghosts of Christmas past. What did they see? What did Mr. Lincoln see? They saw slaves like fish on a trot line. They saw slave-trading families being shunned by other white folks. Saw violent men crossing state borders to capture runaway slaves. They saw a black man being defined by the Supreme Court as non-human. Saw slaves being counted for the census at 3/5 of a person. They saw slave power becoming an oligarchy, and white middle class and poor families pushed to the margins. They saw the hope of self-government dying because of the state power needed to enforce humans as property. That is what I feared, said the ghost of Thomas Jefferson, looking on America of the past with Lincoln. What about now, Mr. Lincoln? The ghost of America present took Lincoln around the nation that night, December 24th, 1864. What did they see? They saw more hate, not less. They saw war. They saw General Sherman invade the South and burn a path across it. They saw black soldiers from the Union being shot as prisoners, not as military men. and they saw more and more hatred. Lincoln, I have left you a legacy and an albatross. What will you do? This was Jefferson's cry. Then the ghost of America yet to come took Lincoln. What did they see and hear? A Christmas carol? Did they hear the mystic chords of memory? A chorus stretching from every patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone? Did they hear the swelling chorus of union, touching our better angels? Lincoln, said Thomas Jefferson, America must become America. It cannot be left to me and my chains. In such a story, Lincoln is, and we can be, lighted down in honor even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.